Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment this morning. She's little. Her voice is kind of like, what's going around, Ashley?
Yeah, I've been seeing it in a couple of different places.
So. Yeah, I mean, this is, I don't, it's rare when you meet somebody that doesn't have something going on right now. Okay, that time of the year. Good morning. It is the 17th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The time is, like I said, 7:06. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room on the same way, and some have already joined us this morning. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
So
happy birthday, 100th birthday for Betty White. I know a lot of people are celebrating that by donating to local pet shelters. So
it's a great idea.
Yeah, that she was a huge animal lover. So
you know, it's kind of in a sad way, but they had all of these productions going on for her 100th birthday. People magazine came out with her on the cover, happy 100th birthday. Mm-hmm. The parade section in the newspaper, you know, happy birthday, Betty White. You know, and they had this whole thing like she was still alive.
There's a video montage honoring her that I believe is coming out in movie theaters around the nation today.
Yeah, and see, because up until right before she died, she was doing pretty good. And then I guess quickly went downhill and then passed. But, oh, yeah, she was, she's been with us as long as I can remember and as long as you can remember.
Oh, yeah.
That Betty White has
She started in a TV show about being old that went off the air, I think, before I was born.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. So, yeah. It's also a Martin Luther King birthday today, and there are a number of things going on. And, in fact, it starts right across the street here with bell ringing at the Old City Hall. So,
but it will be a cold morning for anyone who's going outside today. We're looking at 32 degrees out at the airport currently. My car said 40 degrees coming in. We are just about at that dew point, so it's not going to get too much cooler, but it's definitely chilly outside. We're looking at a high of 62 degrees today with a low 41 overnight, with mostly sunny to mostly cloudy overnight. So beautiful sunrise, sunset, should be a gorgeous week of around mid-60s and lows around the low 40s.
Wow. So no rain in the forecast.
Not that I'm looking at. Tonight's the cloudiest we're going to see in the next week or so.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a veteran-owned operation, a family-owned operation. In fact, Chuck and Judy Kenny, as they've gotten a little bit older, they've turned over some of the day-to-day operations to their kids. You still get the same outstanding service, same outstanding people out there. They think of their customers as warm friends, and they try to keep them that way. That Shasta Gas Propane, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I saw on Bob Belongi put on Facebook, I don't know if you saw that, it said that they're safe and from the tsunami. And I looked at it and I thought, Coos Bay, tsunami? Mm-hmm. You know, so I put, surf's up. But then there was this, an incredible underwater volcano eruption off the islands of Tonga in the Pacific that has caused a great deal of consternation in Japan and the Pacific Islands, but then came in to a surge of waves into Santa Cruz Harbor and literally went, came in, and this wasn't one of those Poseidon waves that comes in at 800 feet, you know, tall at 1,000 miles an hour. What it is, it's just a surging of waves. So it gets, you know, or so it goes in further and further and further. And in this case, it went into the harbor there and went over the back of the harbor, back lip, and filled parking lots, low-lying streets, and setting some cars afloat. So an undersea volcano erupts in Tonga.
And you lose
your car in Santa Cruz.
Yep.
I mean, did you see the pictures of there's a van with water up past its the driver's door window, just kind of floating down the street there. So, well, I'm glad the Belongies are okay, because I guess
it was about a 3-foot tsunami in Eureka area for. People who are listening that have relatives.
Well, they've had other surges in there that have flooded that whole area out in those places. So, something interesting that happened. Number of things that are happening out there. The synagogue in Texas taken over by a British national by the name of Malik Faisal Akram. Came in, and he had just arrived in the United States like 2 weeks ago on a visitor's visa. He ended up in Texas at a synagogue, took 4 people hostage, including the rabbi, and wanted a convicted terrorist released, and who had been arrested for plotting to kill Americans. And was serving an 86 in who is serving an 86 year prison sentence, and he went off ranting on Facebook things. The one of the hostages was released, and then the other 3 escaped. They said he'd become very combative at that point, and the FBI went in, and in the shootout, Akram was killed. But it was the aftermath that caused, I mean, that was, if that wasn't serious enough, the aftermath also caused a great deal of consternation. They said the FBI's first news release said the attack was not related to the Jewish center. Well, as you can imagine, that kind of upset a lot of people. And then they came back later and said, yes, it's going to be investigated as a terrorist incident. So, when they said it had nothing to do with Jewish people, then why did they go to the synagogue? I mean, it's just a question. I mean, why didn't he go to a Baptist church? I mean, in Texas, it's got to be easier finding a Baptist church than it is a synagogue in Texas. Not that there's not a lot of them there, but on every corner, on every corner of every small town, there's 4 churches, and 3 of them are Southern Baptist. Or Presbyterian, or Lutheran, Episcopalian too. But for some reason, the guy took a synagogue. I'm not, and they were saying it wasn't directed at Jewish people. You know, sometimes you have to wonder about the FBI and what they do and what they say. Remember when Scalise, Senator Scalise, and the GOP were practicing softball, and the guy comes out, who was a known hater of the Republican Party, and attacked them and shot Scalise, severely shot him, almost died, several others, and then he was killed in a shootout. They said it was a guy that was wanting, the FBI release said, he wanted to have death by cop. And I mean, it literally took Scalise going to the FBI and said, you've got to be kidding me that you said this. And they finally changed it to, okay, it was a terrorist incident. I mean, the guy was a card-carrying Democrat, and it said lots of horrible things about the Republicans and all this. And then he goes to a Republican baseball game and shoots up the Republicans. I can't help but think, maybe he had something, you know, maybe it was targeting Republicans that day, our FBI. You know, do you remember that TV series, The FBI? Efren, if it, way, I mean, I don't know if you'd remember, with Efren Zimelis Jr. Now they have these new FBI things with good-looking kids and all this stuff in there. But it was cases the FBI had. I mean, when you heard FBI, you just thought, I mean, these guys and girls were just untouchable. You know, they were stalwarts of the law. They were fair. They were brave, clean, and reverent. They tucked their kids in every night. They called their moms once a week. They never let politics touch them. And I'd like to think that the agents that are out there on the ground are like that. But somehow, over the years, we've managed to get our the top echelons of the FBI has been tarnished, and it's been tarnished bad. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Now, with all the illness that's going on around here, and a lot of it's not the kind that just knocks you down. It just, we have walking wounded out there. I mean, they've got colds, they've got the flu, maybe they've got Omicron. I don't know. But one of the things that's going to help you is a good night's sleep. And a Sleep Number bed, to me, ensures it's going to be a great night's sleep. If I'm feeling, you know, if I've been working out that day and riding a horse and all this, I may go in there and adjust my mattress to 50 as opposed to my regular Sleep Number setting of 75. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, and she just can go rest through the night very comfortably at that one setting. However, we have that option to change. And our 360 smart bed adjusts to us as we are moving during the night. And one of the three pillars of health is sleep. Sleep, diet, and exercise. And if you get a good night's sleep, it helps you get up the next day, fight off the little things that are bothering you, and allows you to keep going forward. And that's Sleep Number. And proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, which starts with the Sleep Number adjustability. During Sleep Number's January sale, you can save $1,000. That's $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time only. Only at our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Head on in there, lay on any of the 10 or 12 or 14 beds they have in there, and you will find one that fits what you need. Sleepnumber.com for details, or like I said, just stop by the store. We'll be right back.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. 12th.
Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is the talk of the town.
Football is life. Get in the game.
Sunday, February 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Score on food, drinks, party favors, prizes, and kickoff for cash.
Catch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized ones.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Game Day Buffet included with tickets. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
Tickets on sale at WindRiver.com.
Find your ultimate tailgate moment only at Wind River Resort and Casino.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, they are locally owned, the local board of directors. Been here for 15 years in our community, and the three locations, one in Red Bluff on Riverside Way, one on 1845 California Street, main branch down in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, but the newest branch opening in Anderson this month, and we'll get some more information about that. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Okay, that was the, NFL music that you heard is our bump music. Raider fans are extremely upset after the game. They had a call that that was questionable, and it is said that the officiating crew of the of that game of the Bengals Raiders officiating crew is unlikely to work any more postseason games after it was when the quarterback for the Bengals was being pushed or being chased out of bounds, threw the ball, a whistle was heard, and which kills the play. And then when he threw the ball, another Bengal caught it in the end zone. They counted it as a touchdown. They said the whistle was blown after play had happened. Anyway, a little consternation there. Raiders Nation goes down sadly. Now, Ben Roethlisberger, who is the quarterback, sometimes controversial quarterback, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, played his last game in all intents and purposes. Probably, I can't imagine him coming back. Played his last game when he lost to the Chiefs yesterday. And in the last 2 minutes of the game, he had, the Steelers had the ball. Ben Roethlisberger was like 6'5", the aged veteran, kept throwing, kept moving the team down the field. They ran out of time. They were already behind by like 2 touchdowns, so it made no difference, except he was still in the fight at the very end. The aged veteran, 39 years old. Let me say that again. The aged veteran, 39 years old. I have to admit, Ben looks older. Maybe he doesn't look older off the field. But on the field, when you're 39 playing professional football, he is an aged veteran. And then you look at Tom Brady, who won his game against the Eagles easily won his game against the Eagles, just taking them apart like a surgeon reaching in to take out, oh, there, let me take out your appendix. Oh, let me come over here and take out, oh, there's a little spot over here. Just let me cut that out and just cut the Eagles apart. And it was hard for my kids because they're totally Eagles fans. In fact, I didn't text them one time during the game. I love them. I didn't want to say things like, oh, the goat just plucked the eagle. So, if you're looking for a job, and, you know, big stories on they can't find people to work, how'd you like to get a $50,000 bonus for signing on a business? $50,000. Well, if you want to join the Army, here you go. The Army is really facing a shortage of new recruits. And for the first time in its history, the Army is offering bonuses up to $50,000. Previously, the ceiling for bonuses was capped at $40,000. They're having a tough time, one, because of the economy. When the economy is booming, it's hard to get recruits because everybody's working. If, on the other hand, now you've got a pandemic, and what the problem is, the schools are shut down. They don't have easy access to students to talk to about joining the armed services. And in 2019, the recruiting command stated that 71% of our youth in our society today, 71%. Do not qualify for military service because of obesity, drugs, physical and mental health problems, misconduct, and aptitude. They can't pass the test to get in. Think about this, my friends. The Army is also suffering from a perceived disconnect between the troops and its citizens, as the military is being staffed by soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who are predominantly sons and daughters of those who have served before them. And when it gets down to it, it's like 1% of the population serves in the military. So, and then you've got it's a professional military. You're paying them more. They're making a careers out of this, but you've got to replace so many thousands that leave. Back in 2011, Robert Gates, who was a former U.S. Secretary of Defense under George W. Bush, warned back in 2011 the growing polarization between the military and its citizens. So, we're living the implications of 2020 and the onset of COVID when the school systems basically shut down. We lost a full class of young men and women that we didn't have contact with face to face. So they're paying bonuses now. Now, career based incentives range from $1,000 up to $40,000 for select occupations Army finds difficult to fill. These range from the most well known Army careers like Special Forces to occupations like radar repairs, signal support systems, and motor transport operators. And if a recruit ships out safely or quickly, they can earn anywhere between $2,000 and $9,000 in incentives. If you go to Ranger School with $10,000 and training within a Ranger regiment can earn $20,000. And, of course, they're always short of linguists. Always short. They've been short of these linguists, Russian, Chinese, and Farsi, since when I was in the Marine Corps. And when it started, we just didn't have enough. So, if you're looking for a job, there you go. You can be a, you can get your $50,000 or $30,000 signing bonus. You can learn a trade. And like I said, it's not all of them are infantry. If you want things like electronics, support specialist, learn how to drive a truck, And now also they're looking at the enlistments for certain of these occupations for 2 years, vice four. So they can come in, get their bonuses, do their job, and after 2 years, get out. Plus, you also have your college paid for those, you know, for the money that you've earned and the benefits you've earned while you're in the service. All right, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster. And Jeff Worst at Crackmaster is a veteran of the Army, and he does an outstanding job on windshields. Nobody's better than Jeff Worst. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it. He doesn't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
And the Army was rolling along. And it's high, high day, the Army's on its way. Held off and paid us out its song.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you have something on your mind, something struck in your craw, give us a call at 605-4567. Today, the 17th of January, 2022, 35 degrees out there and clear. It's a little chilly out there today. I think it's going up to, what, 62 today?
Just about.
Ooh, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite has had this business for about 20 years. He will absolutely transform your house, your kitchen, your bathroom, other areas of your house. What he does is he sits down with his client and it's a free consultation and sees what you want to do. And he will lay out his plans, what they would look like. And once you agree, you kind of turn him loose, and then he turns into an artist with the using marble, granite, slate, or tile, other things like this. That's Estate Granite. You can learn more by giving him a call at 241-STONE. Check out EstateGranite.com. So give him a call. Set up that free consultation. Now, what happens, you know, you remember Trump when Trump was president. Do you remember that? This guy named Trump was president.
Yeah, it was like 1,000 years
exactly.
ago.
Every comedian, all the late shows just skewered him every chance they got. Saturday Night Live was, you know, having just a great time with him. And what happens when you start making people laugh at, not with, but at someone, and you start pulling down their ability to do things, to be taken seriously. You know, he's a buffoon, blah, blah, blah. Well, Saturday Night Live just opened up on Joe Biden this weekend. And in the sketch, Biden's solution to stopping COVID was stop seeing Spider-Man. That's right. Since Spider-Man No Way Home has topped box office for several weeks, think about it. When did Spider-Man come out? Biden mused at a fake news conference in the sketch December 17th. When did every single person get Omicron? The week after December 17th. Stop seeing Spider-Man. And then he also blamed. He said, and one of the fake newsmen said, are you trying to say that the pandemic would end if people stopped going to the movies? I didn't say don't go to the movies. I said stop seeing Spider-Man. He says everybody who's got a ticket in their hand, you don't have to take a test. I don't have to provide tests, which we don't have. If you have a ticket to Spider-Man and you've had it, you know, it's in your hand, you've got Omicron. He also blamed. He said there's three different dimensions, and that in one of the dimensions is a Joe Biden that lost to Trump. Then Biden is one host a show on CNBC called T-Birds, Tacos, and Trains. And then there's the third Joe Biden, who's the greatest president in history. My approval ratings are sky high. I'm actually supported by my own party, and I understand the show Euphoria. So, well, you know, it's they shut down movies before. You know, even in a joke like this, when you start talking about shutting down things, you know that the movie theaters, they're teetering, saying, are we next? Are we going to go crazy again?
But did you see the marketing campaign that they did to say, hey, we are sanitizing everything, we're very clean, and we're COVID safe, and blah, 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 blah. We're even delivering stuff to the theaters so that you don't have to wait in line outside. They're doing so much to try to make sure they are as COVID safe as possible. And well, there's a huge marketing campaign behind it. It's fascinating.
Well, they have to, because here you are. Again, we've launched out with this Omicron thing, And what happens then is, so restaurants, movie theaters, they've got to get ahead of this. They've got to get ahead of this role that's going to happen. I mean, we're setting new records. You know, Biden, who came in and ran on the fact that by July we'd have this virus licked. By July. Well, here it is, February. More people are coming down with COVID, the dreaded Chinese flu. And even though it's a lesser version, it's still there. Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Morning. What's up? I'm great, thank you.
What's up?
I just wanted to make sure that the public's aware of the raise that the council, it's proposed at council this Tuesday night of all the non-represented management employees. And these raises amount to anywhere from, I haven't read through it all, but 15% to 30%.
Yeah, I saw that.
And one of them, 40%.
I saw that. That's going to be, they're going to.
And not only is it that this year raise, it appears to me that they have written into it like a 5-year plan raises. So they've like negotiated a contract for these raises to continue. And I don't know whether we remember 2008 when we were dealing with a city who was closing down one day a week and were threatening layoffs and were having people retire early. We just don't seem to have a memory about how bad government has got out of hand with their spending.
Well, I can tell you that on Wednesday morning, after tomorrow night's discussion, Michael DeQuisto is going to be joining us. And we're going to be talking about that. But you're absolutely right, Sean.
Too late.
Well, that's what I mean. We need to have people down there and listen to this, because I saw up to 40% raises in some of these cases. And they use it as a comparison. They have 10 other cities they look at up here in Northern California. The only thing is it's kind of like a circular firing squad. Oh, look, they're making this much money, so we have to make this much. And then they use it, you know, and then they point at each other, and every time somebody gets a raise, the other ones give themselves a raise to catch up.
Hit it on the head. And it was started with Mike Warren, who started that system. And I'll tell you a real short story, that when he did it for his raise, he chose the highest three. So about 5 years later, the firemen were in negotiations, and they tried to do the same thing, and he said, oh, no, we need to average the 10. Well, you know, let's play the game with both fair on both sides. You're right. They continue to circle raise those seven. They call them the 10 cities of gold, because they've been using each other for 20 years, and it's got to stop. It's $1 million, but that's not the really bad part. The bad part is, you know about PERS.
We know
about PERS. Those people get retired in 30 years and they draw 80% of their check. And they're not paying off the PERS.
It says here, this statement shows a total net pension liability, including OPEB, of approximately $355 million more. This is an increase of approximately $31 million over the last 4 years. It includes an increase of approximately $10 million over the last year. Now, this is going to be talked about tomorrow at the city council. And as the question,
it will be talked about. They got 3 votes.
The council would love to hear your thoughts about this. So this may be a time to come in when we've got people.
I've been there. I do that.
I know you do. I'm just talking to everybody now. And I know you're there. I'm just, people need to know about this. So I was going to talk about it in the next segment, but I'm glad you brought it up here. And this is coming, it seeks to approve pay increases for management level employees across the board, electric and non-electric, ranging from 5% to as much as 40%, with an average increase in the 20% range. And it's estimated.
I'm 74 years old. I was a labor negotiator on the private side. I have never, ever, ever in my whole life seen anybody get maybe a 10%. Most of the time, a 2% to 3% a year over a 5-year contract. 30% in one whack? Sorry,
yeah.
Folks.
Yep. You know what?
Thank you.
John, thank you so much for your phone call. You got me early on it. But here's the thing, is John's absolutely right. that if to hear this, to go down, and this may be the time to stand up and say, you know, 40%, and it's based on a compensation study undertaken of the 10 closest labor market cities, which showed Reading was about 30% lower than those. So again, as one of the people said, one city pays more, then we have to pay more. Then they see how much we're paying, then they have to pay more. Then another one does this, and it's these 10 cities. It's just and who's making these decisions? Who's showing this thing? Is the city councils keep giving raises. At some point, I mean, am I saying we don't have great city employees? Of course not. We have great city employees. The thing about it is that we have to look at what it does to our PERS. What does it do for unfunded liabilities? The whole idea behind unfunded liabilities, if you listen to the city manager and others, is it's like a mortgage. You just pay it off each year until it's paid off. Well, it's more like an adjustable mortgage, where if you keep adding $10 million a year, it's going to be harder and harder to pay off. That's tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. at the Reading City Hall, and Michael DeQuisto will be on Wednesday morning to discuss this. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people. They have a super selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Everything from estate jewelry to specially designed jewelry, right there, you know, designed for you. All of this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Money! So they say.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by GD Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, we have insurance with GD Maxwell. If you have questions, you go in the office, you meet with one of her professionals, or Judy herself, and she's going to explain the whole picture, the entire picture of the insurance. What it means, the parameters of it, all the parts that, you know, the small print type thing. There is no small print with Judy Maxwell. She explains it all. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union right there. And you can reach her at 221-0441. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl. I just, you know, it's so hard to wake up on the beautiful Monday morning to hear all this, you know, corruption that has been going on in the city of Reading and Shasta County Board of Supervisors. You know, you can't wake up without feeling like, boy, we're going back to war the first thing in the morning. It's like your blood gets, you know, you get all... You get upset first thing in the morning hearing all this, you know, and I think it's time for everybody to get together. When we do get together Tuesday, I think we better think about another way to come after these board of supervisors and city council members and maybe some affidavits and to bring, you know, basically submit them to another agency for, to go after the agencies who are abusing the positions and giving raises and go under public corruption. There's a way to go after them under public corruption. They're abusing the position. This is getting out of hand, out of control, way out of control. It's too upsetting to even to know what's going on every day. It's getting worse. We need to do more.
Well, you know, when you use the word corruption, you can, there is a way to go after every one of them, and it's called elections. If you don't like what they did, what they're doing, then the next election you vote them out and vote somebody else in that takes the other side of that or has a different viewpoint of that. We've had one recall. We've had one recall election here, and that's going to happen February 1st. Three people were targeted. One person they gathered enough votes for, of course, or enough signatures for to recall, and that's what that election on February 1st is about. So that happens. So there are ways of doing this. They're saying that, you know, Reading employees are being paid 30% less, and if they go to, you know, so they need to raise their pay. One of the stalwarts of Reading government, an employee, Dan Beans, announced that he was leaving. He was going down to Roseville to take over the operation there. Now, I'm sure that there was, you know, some kind of monetary reason also, but plus it's a bigger operation, I believe, there in Roseville. And Dan Beans is very, very competent at what he does. But
Carl, this has been going on for so long.
Oh, it has been. And you go back into unfunded liabilities.
But election doesn't work if we have corruption in the election department, like Kathy Darney. That's what we need to start to get rid of Kathy Darling.
I don't agree for a second that Kathy Darling Allen is corrupt. I don't agree for a second that is true.
Maybe you need proof. Maybe I need to send you the proof what she's done. Maybe I need to put it out there because you know what? I never said a lot of things of what happened, and maybe that might change your mind. If it doesn't change your mind, then you made up your mind. But people need to know there is a lot of corruption. So the election doesn't work because we still have Kathy Darling. There's been so much election fraud.
I think that the Kathy Darling Allen, to say that she is corrupt, is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong, Dolores. Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Corruption. You know, there's going to be people that disagree. I disagree with some of the decisions made by our city council. You know, some members of our city council I disagree with. And I've had Kathy Darling Allen on enough times and I've asked her every question in the world about how things are voting, you know, how they check these. I don't believe for a second there's any corruption in the county registrar's office. So, yeah, I'm just going to let it end right there. I said last week that they had not, and for the January 6th riots, that there had been no charges of insurrection, and there hasn't been. There have been 10, though, charged after that on, I believe it was on Friday, for sedition. The head of the 3% group was charged with sedition. And with sedition, that's planning to make to overthrow. Now, they were not armed or anything like this, but they're saying that they were, they organized and they, went there with the prime reason is to stop the vote that day, which didn't happen, certifying the election. They weren't armed, but they had plotted to do this. So 10 of them have been charged with sedition. And that should be interesting. They're, of course, pleading not guilty to this. And there's a gentleman that's in this thing, too, that his name keeps coming up, Epps, that they have photos of him and video of him talking to somebody and then that person attacking the barricades. And they have videos of him saying we need to march to the city. We need to march down to the Capitol. We need to do this. And yet he was never charged with anything. And, in fact, his name, when it was brought up to the FBI, was said that the FBI said they could not comment about it. I find that really interesting that, you know, when they asked the FBI, did you have any agents, anybody working for the FBI, that was involved with this, and they said they couldn't answer that question. And I'm thinking, well, was this guy an informant, that he was out there to gather information? There's one thing going out to gather information. There's another one to encourage people to go in and attack the Capitol. So overall climate of this country is still angry. Joe Biden is not doing a good job. Inflation, supply, you know, shortages, what's going on in the Ukraine, the COVID, which is running amok through our society, and Joe Biden's approval ratings continue to plummet. He's down in some cases to 30% approval rating. He is 27 points underwater. And, you know, it seems like he can't do anything to get that changed. And one thing that he ran on, being the COVID, how he would have this under control, is totally out of control again. And the way people are reacting depends on what state you live in. If you're in California, it's mask, it's everything. If you're in Texas, it's come on, let's go on business as usual. But something has to be at some point. Will Biden ever get his arms around COVID? We'll be right back.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A winter storm whipping the East Coast, bringing with it significant snowfall, strong thunderstorms, and blustery winds. Forecasters estimate a foot of snow will fall in parts of New England, New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania through Tuesday morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard says roads in inland areas of Georgia and the Carolinas are icy.
Those areas are below freezing this morning. So, yeah, any roadways that did melt or did get wet, or they may, there's likely still some roads with snow on it. So travel, there will be some travel difficulties through at least the first part of today in areas that saw wintry weather. It's not really until later that we start warming up.
New York City is expected to be spared most of the snowfall. Also at townhall.com, in the latest developments now, police in England say they're questioning two teenagers about a hostage situation at a Texas synagogue, although the FBI says it appears the suspect acted alone.
The Greater Manchester Police have not named the suspects detained on Sunday or whether they face any charges. They describe them as teenagers in custody for questioning. Authorities have identified the hostage taker as 44-year-old British national Malik Faisal Akram. He was killed on Saturday night after the last hostages ran out of Congregation Beth Israel near Fort Worth. The FBI says it appears Akram was acting alone. He'd arrived in the US recently on a tourist visa from the UK. London's Metropolitan Police say its counter-terrorism group is liaising with US authorities about the incident. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The drama is now over. The Australian Open has started without nine-time champ Novak Djokovic. The focus finally on tennis. Djokovic heading home after losing a legal battle to have his visa reinstated. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's more trouble for the former Prime Minister of Israel. We have the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Prosecutors in Israel have reportedly rejected a plea bargain request by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With his trial for three separate corruption cases in the evidentiary stage, the nation's longest-serving prime minister reportedly offered to do public service and pay a large fine, but the deal would include only 3 months of public service and no jail time. Netanyahu is said to have demanded dropping charges of bribery and pleading guilty to two counts of fraud and breach of trust. He's also demanding that his transgressions not be labeled as moral turpitude. That would leave the door open for his return to politics in the future. The offer was said to have been rejected. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption has receded.
But the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island of Tonga prevented surveillance flights from New Zealand to assess the extent of damage. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says aiding Tonga is a top priority.
A clear indication that has come from Tonga is the need for water. The ash cloud has, as you can imagine, caused contamination. That's on top of already a challenging environment in terms of water supply, and so that's what the Defence Force are very focused on.
The eruption created a sonic boom that could be heard as far away as Alaska. Amazon's British website backing away from plans to stop accepting Visa credit cards issued in the UK as talks between the sides continue. Amazon had announced that move back in November, blaming the high fees Visa charges for processing credit card transactions. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under, a little bit under the weather this morning. Good morning, everybody. It is the 17th of January 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Phone lines are 605-4567. You can hop on to our chat room at KCNR1460.com and also join our chat room the same way. Okay, go on and do it. My guest just popped her Diet Pepsi here. Ashley, good morning there, young lady.
Good morning. It is a freezing morning today, so if you're out celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day or whatever it is you do early in the morning, make sure you bundle up. We're looking at exactly 32 degrees out at the airport right now with a high today of 62 degrees. We're getting some cloud cover overnight, and that's going to keep us a little warmer at 41 degrees overnight tonight with similar temperatures throughout the week of medium, middle of the 60s and for highs and low 40s for the lows.
Okay. It is. It's chilly this morning, 36, 34 degrees out there. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that treats their customers as warm friends. Customer service is what makes Shasta Gas Propane so successful. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, Ashley.
My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. And the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
Okay. The speech made by Martin Luther King on that day has gone down in history with his I Had a Dream. I Have a Dream speech, where people will be treated not by the color of their skin, but by their character. And that was done in...
68?
68.
I'm guessing.
63.
63.
Auburn 63. Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Eddie McAllister,
yeah,
one of the heroes of Reading.
Early.
Eddie Early. Is never out at this hour. You guys are so lucky.
You know, I talked to Eddie once, and you're right. That's exactly what he says. He says, "I don't get up.
I don't do that.
I don't get up." But yeah, today
deserves the right to be retired.
But today is kind of a special day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And it starts right across the street here.
Yeah.
Right.
At Old City Hall.
I've been over there for a little while this morning, and I brought you the agenda, more or less.
Yeah, the bell ring is going to start now. At the old City Hall.
Yeah.
And they have a room full upstairs of people celebrating. And
wonderful.
I worked over there for you this morning, Eddie, so that you could sleep 15 minutes more.
Oh, no, I've been over to the MLK. Well, I got unloaded and everything within. They got so many people over there helping, AmeriCorps, CCC. I have my own personal crew that helps me, John and Jasmine, James.
We got unloaded. That's really an important part because MLK Day is also a day of service.
Yes.
And it's really aimed towards the CCC and the AmeriCorps members, you know, to step up on that day and show who they are, because a lot of times they're kind of invisible. They do a lot of work, but not everybody sees them. And so it's really grand, I think, to see them out there.
It's a mandatory day for them.
Yes.
Along with Cesar Chavez.
Well, talk to me about AmeriCorps.
Yeah.
What that is.
It's a federal, kind of like a federal funded program.
Right. It's a federal funded program for, some people say youth, but it's not really for youth, for young adults who are looking to find out a little bit more about the country. Mm-hmm. So, and the things that we do. So in town here, we have several groups that really use a lot of AmeriCorps members. One of the ones that leaps immediately to my mind is Pathways to Hope.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have 30 AmeriCorps members who act in different ways, but a lot of them are what we call parent partners. And so when you have a family that's struggling a bit, they can be assigned a parent partner to help them with transportation, help them with education, help them with their kids. You know, it's great for the AmeriCorps member themselves. I know that I almost always have one as well at my office.
Yeah.
Because they get educated about what really goes on, and they get good jobs when they're finished, you know, with their 2 years, 2 years.
Yeah. So it's kind of a mentoring and a training program.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, volunteer, man.
Right.
I remember years ago, I've been doing...
Well, it's not really volunteer. You get paid some money.
That's true.
And you get college money.
Yeah.
So if you stay, you get college money to go to college.
Help pay your college.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I've been doing MLK Day for almost 30 years, and I remember for the first couple of years, we didn't have AmeriCorps, and, man, we would be over there at 4 o'clock cleaning up and everything and setting up. And, man, it makes a big difference when you have a crew. I mean, I just left MLK Center this morning. There must be about 20 to 30 volunteers over there to just help unload and do this and do that. And, oh, man, awesome group.
It always helps with willing hands.
Oh, yeah, there. Especially young hands.
I'm going to take an early break because I come back. I want to introduce Eddie McAllister. Really? Have him introduce himself. Gosh, I've known you, Eddie, since I moved here 14 years ago.
Wow.
It's been that long.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, and Susan, I've known for a decade at least.
That's right.
So and I was invited to the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect for that big event you had.
Mm-hmm.
Following
the death of George Floyd.
Following the death of George Floyd, where everybody from Congressman LaMalfa to the city police, the sheriff's office, DA, and everybody else was there, not to get into a debate, but just talk about our city and our county and our area around here on how we could, you know, how we could, as a community, could prevent that kind of stuff from happening.
Right. Make it better.
Keep things calm. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, as we all remember, things were not real calm.
That's right.
And we managed to, as a community, get through it with, maybe some, you know, there was some loud noise, but there was no violence at all.
No.
And ended up with a beautiful march.
Yeah.
that Sunday. So, yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center has continued to push the envelope on healthcare. Everything from the TAVR valve replacement to the Da Vinci Xi robotic surgical system that means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. The TAVR valve replacement, where you literally replace a valve in your heart without having your chest opened up. This and many other things that they're doing, the highest ratings from a variety of organizations when it comes to cardiac care, when it comes to emergency care, heart attack care, preventative care. They've had the highest ratings throughout the last 5 years. And going forward, they're even getting better. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
I went up to the mountain because you asked me to.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. Help. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Dreaming of the day,
peace would come to us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:19 in the morning here on the 17th, 36 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2. The Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. It's a no-cost program, and it's to reduce, whose mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're 60 or older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help you. Contact PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, at 842-1687. That's the PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, at 842-1687. And this is somebody that could be in your family that you worry about that may fall. Once they break a hip, it's harder to keep them in their homes. I'm here with Eddie McAllister.
Hello.
Who is, we got Eddie here, and it's rare. And this may be a one, this may be a one for.
The only time you'll have him on the radio.
Because
Eddie, I may come back. Who knows?
Well, you know what? Maybe we can get you in here one more
time. If it's that important.
Well, you know what? And Eddie, tell us about Eddie McAllister. You know, one, you're a veteran, and thank you for your service.
Oh, thank
my friend.
You.
And, but there's so much more to Eddie McAllister.
Oh, boy. Born and raised in North Chicago, Illinois. Nine kids, a minister. I am junior, called by my family. My father's name was Edward McAllister. And I moved to Southern California and met my wife. I've been married for 48 years to, I will say her name on the radio, Celeste. And so we moved to Redding work in group homes, and then I started working with MLK, and from MLK to public health as a community organizer, and then retired in 2017, and I'm still working. I'm just started working part-time. Definitely Susan knows what I'm talking about. With
yeah, we're working on a joint project to work with kids around drugs.
Yeah.
You know what? We had the mother of the young boy, the 13-year-old that took the fentanyl.
Oh.
He was given the fentanyl. And they're charging the 19-year-old who gave him that pill because he knew it was fentanyl, charging him with murder. And, I mean, it is we've had more drug overdoses this past year than we've ever had in our past.
I lost my nephew this year. Last year, since we've changed, to a fentanyl overdose.
Oh.
Wow. And, Eddie, do you have something else, too? It's called Red.
Red. Oh, remember Everyone Deployed. Thank you for mentioning that.
And it's a red T-shirt?
The red T-shirt. Every Friday
wears
is red
a lot.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Remember Everyone Deployed.
Yes. Big deal. You know, sending boxes to those that are deployed. Mm-hmm. Remembering those that have been deployed. You know, our veterans group, that's one thing that we do. We don't do a whole lot, but we are dedicated to remember everyone deployed.
We were just talking about that. They're paying up to $50,000 bonuses for the Army to join because of the shortage of trying to get young men and women in. We talked about that earlier in the show. Eddie, what's Martin Luther King's birthday? What does that symbolize to you?
Oh, it symbolizes a national holiday, right?
Right.
And definitely recognizing the fact that he was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. But, you know, for a person... birthday, along with all the other birthdays, but Dr. King was so much more for everyone. He believed that there could be a beloved community. That was one of his dreams. We celebrate his birthday. We celebrate his I Have a Dream speech. But, along with that, you know, his dream of a beloved community.
And you head up that here.
Yes.
In our community.
Yeah, the beloved community actually belongs to Dr. King and the King Center. That's the KingCenter.org. We follow them on their direction, but the Shasta beloved community belongs to us. You know, we established that in 2013 for the
50th anniversary of his "I Have His Dreams" speech.
What is the mission of the mission. Beloved community?
The first word of the mission is inclusive, and an inclusive, solution-oriented, grassroots organization dedicated to networking and building relationships where everyone will experience solidarity, unity, respect, and equality. These are our community values that everyone could be a part of. If you are committed to the acronym, which is SURE, you know, we're saying the word SURE. A lot of people use that word all the time. Sure, sure, I'll be there. Sure, I'll do that. Sure. It's a statement of commitment. So we use that as our acronym. And another acronym we use is EVER. E-V-E-R, EVER. EVER stands for the beloved community. It may stand something for somebody else, but equal value, equal respect. That's EVER. So SURE and EVER are acronyms for the Shasta beloved community.
Is it kind of a disappointment since the Martin Luther King speech? And it means so much to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what color you are
or
what persuasion, that at this point in our country, we seem to be at each other's throats. And it's aided and abetted, in my opinion, by the media, and by politicians that seem to think that it's, the way to maintain power is to divide us. After all these years.
It seems like it never is going to end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what Dr. King believed, one day it'll be what he thought about the beloved community. You know, so many things that he loved about our world. You know, minus poverty, minus homelessness, that type of stuff. That's one of the things that he believes. So as long as you can believe, you can conceive, you know.
I think one of his basic beliefs was people can transform themselves into people who are nonviolent, into people who are grounded in reconciliation, into people who are grounded in friendship and human dignity. You know, would you agree with that, Eddie? You know, he really believed that that the beloved community was a way of transforming a community, changing a community, to get away from some of that stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I see, you know, it's we've reached this area, and Dr. Doug Craig comes in on Tuesdays, and we talk about the divisions in our society and how people have continue to cling to certain areas, and I'm not laying this on any specific political group or group of people or anything like this, but the fact is that we seem to have lost that ability at the higher levels, especially, to take a deep breath, you know, breathe into your nose, out through your mouth, and and be able to meet somebody halfway.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
without categorizing them as devils.
Without so many labels. We put these labels on people, and then we react to them with their label.
Yeah, listening. Listening is a good tool, you know. A good leader is a good listener, you know. You know, the theme for the Martin Luther King birthday service for 2022 is, it starts with me. Starts with me. You know, I think about the song Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the theme is starts with me, shifting priorities to create the beloved community. You know, the beloved community has been around, but it still needs to be created. It still needs to be...
needs a buy-in.
Yeah, from everybody. You know, they say shifting from a thing society to a people society. That's the shift. That's a very important thing that needs to happen. It hasn't happened yet. Well, and sometimes it happens and sometimes it hasn't. You know, there's a friend of mine actually. The speaker for our program that's going to be on video, or it's on videotape, Dr. Johnny Lake. He's up in Eugene, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And me and him spoke, and he is thinking about also naming Eugene, Oregon a beloved community based on solidarity, unity, respect, and equality. So, you know, projecting out to different counties and projecting out to different cities, to the concept, you know, the concept of beloved community is so, so huge. But, you know, it's very exciting to have somebody talk about being a beloved community also.
What, in your opinion, you know, has Reading changed so that we're more of a beloved community? Are we more isolated or what? Since you've been here a long time, Eddie.
Yeah, I definitely see a small change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I see an effort. Always an effort, you know, different people, you know, being member of SCAR and now Equal Justice and Martin Luther King Center evolving to so much more different programs. There is a change, but, you know, a lot of people may not, being in a small community like this, they may not really recognize it. So our job is to, once again, to promote and let people know, you know. It's amazing to me that a lot of people still don't even know where the Martin Luther King Center is. You know, it's right below Mercy Hospital.
Uh-huh.
They don't know, you know, but that's the way things are. You got to just keep doing things like this every year or not every year, but often.
Throughout the year.
Throughout the year, yeah.
That's right.
And being on Carl Bott Radio, KCNR, 96.5.
So the program that he was talking about that Johnny Lake is doing will be available. So it's on the bottom of this, the call letters, if you want.
Okay.
And people can just tune into it online.
Yes.
At the MLK Center.
Okay, at the MLK. All right. Well, Eddie McAllister, thank you.
Thank you.
Not just for serving your country, but for everything you do for our community and not giving up to keep in there shooting. And, you know, you're, remember everyone deployed on Fridays and all the other things you do, Eddie. You've been recognized by this community several times.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I can't say enough about you as a man and a gentleman and somebody who's
and a leader.
A leader who has the best interests of our community in your heart.
Yeah, one of the biggest milestones was me being selected as the Citizen of the Year.
That's right.
Was sneaky. I'm telling you, my wife knew about it.
Everybody,
I looked at her.
Lots of people knew about it, but Eddie didn't.
Eddie, well, that's the way they do things, Eddie. You know what? It's no good trying to, you know, it's no good if it's not a surprise.
Man, a surprise. That's why I like surprises. I got a surprise going today, you know. This is a little surprise happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're on your way back over there to organize people to get them, you know, instead of just standing around. All right. We got to take a quick break here. Thanks, Eddie, for being with
us. Oh, yeah.
And
thank
you're always invited on the show.
Thank you, Carl.
You know that, buddy. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Strong Hold. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. We'll be right back.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot here at KCNR. Tomorrow, Dan Beans, who is the who's just resigned as the Redding Electric Utility Director, take another job, is going to join us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And, for me to be able to, and I'll just say it, Dan Beans is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And I think he's done a wonderful job. He's kept the prices without changing for 6 years. Now they're going to go up. And he's going to come in and talk about why. He even lowered the prices one of those years. And he has been fighting the battle to keep us, mm-hmm. keep the lights on. And we've had our lights on during, when everybody else
during
is
tough
losing,
times,
during
right.
tough
exactly.
times.
Exactly.
When you think about it, REU is 100 years old. 100 years ago, our city council had this idea of buying our own electric utility. And, oh, my gosh, wasn't that a good idea? Mm-hmm. And I remember since I've lived here, people talking about, we should sell REU to PG&E and take that money and wipe out the unfunded liabilities. Well, the only problem with that is then PG&E would own us.
Yes. And charge us more money for what we get.
Oh, my God. Plus, how's that working out for California? Anyway, hey, I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Today, Martin Luther King birthday. It starts with me shifting priorities to create the beloved community.
You know, and there's a lot going on today. So just to let some people know, over at MLK, right now they're just finishing the bell ringing ceremony over at Shasta County Arts Council. And then after that, there's breakfast by the Asphalt Cowboys and information booths over at MLK Center. There's a prayer circle there also from 10:30 to 11, sorry. And then at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a march from MLK to the courthouse.
Okay.
And there'll be people with banners and
what will the
people
banners
will
say?
Talk. They'll mostly just identify people. They'll say, like, SCAR, we always like to be in the front, you know.
Like the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
But, you know, there are tons of information booths, you know, from just a wide variety of folks, which is, that's really great, you know. So if you want to know more about what MLK is about, what Martin Luther King is about, and what our wonderful new, it's not new, the MLK Center isn't new, but it's really getting revitalized right now by the city of Reading. And that's a really great thing. They mm-hmm. have programs for kids, all kinds of programs for kids, indoor, outdoor, you know.
And Martin Luther King Center is not just for people of color, of course.
Of course not.
Of course not. That's not what he would have wanted.
Yeah. For years I did parent groups there for all the parents in the neighborhood, you know. So I think it's just a great it can turn into a great community center, teen center, all those things that we're looking at. And I think that support from the community for the MLK Center is an important piece.
I think so. You know, let's talk about nonviolence here for a second. That was Martin Luther King's bedrock.
That's right.
And yet, we're seeing
more and more
in large cities the murders, the destitution,
the anger
in the inner cities,
yeah.
where young black men and women are being killed at the cyclic rate by other young black men and women. Uh-huh. How do you break that cycle? I mean, it's one thing to say, a bunch of men in white costumes, you know, Ku Klux Klan riding around, terrorizing blacks and all this, but now you've got you know, blacks terrorizing other blacks
and
in neighborhoods.
Whites terrorizing other whites in neighborhoods too.
Right.
I mean,
but in the inner cities is where it doesn't seem to get the attention it needs. It's like 22 veterans a day committing suicide. Oh yeah, you know, it's kind of off mm-hmm. to the side. If you had 22 quote movie stars committing suicide a day, there would be a lot more
about it.
And yet here we are killing off the average life expectancy for Americans has dropped.
Yes, it has.
Two reasons. One, drugs. It killed over 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Two is violence.
Mm-hmm.
And violence
COVID.
Is
COVID. Well, death from COVID also So where does violence come from? You know, and I think that's a thing that we really need to think about as a nation, as a world, because there's violence all over the world. You know, we have Afghanistan, we have all Syria, we have Africa all over, we have Southeast Asia all over.
Yeah, you haven't seen violence. You've been in various other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Where they eat each other.
So my thing is, you know, in this country, you've heard me talk about adverse childhood experiences. And what I think we're doing is we're building people in our neighborhoods where we have poverty, we have lack of education, we have lack of job potential, we have parents who have adverse childhood experiences. And when your brain does not evolve well, normally, we put normally in quotes, you react to what happens in your community and what happens to you and your family and to the people around you differently than you would otherwise. I mean, really, public health-wise, the way your brain works can make you a violent or a nonviolent person, because you learn how to react to survive. Survival is basic in all of us.
Okay. But it goes back then, so that, you know, we talk about the adverse childhood experiences.
Yeah.
This is here in Shasta County. Which is
very high.
But it's being addressed by numerous organizations who are trying to make a difference here and probably are making a difference because we care about it.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the inner cities, and it doesn't seem like there's anything being done there. I mean, every Monday you get a report on Chicago, but Chicago actually isn't even the worst anymore. You know, you have Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, Baltimore, other big cities where they're killing each other at the cyclic rate, where, you know, there is a lack of hope, I believe, in a lot of these people. They don't see a future.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see a future beyond the end of the block because the education system is broken down.
And so do you think, I mean, one of the things that I think is that COVID has contributed to that. I do think that I was reading an article in The Week, my one of my magazines that I read, and they were talking about how the murder rates have gone up, which is what you're saying, how the murder rates have gone up in some of the bigger cities. And, you know, one of the challenges I think that we have faced and maybe not done as well with as we could have is how do we manage COVID? You know, there's been misinformation. The information has changed as things have developed.
Well, it's science, and we learn more every day.
Well, we do learn more.
But it's the way to handle that, though.
But yes, you know, and threatening people is not the way to handle it. I'm into nonviolence.
Yeah,
you know, threatening people is not the way to manage it. What we have to do is we have to persuade people to think about, we have to educate people to think about what COVID means to them, their family, their community, and then give them options to manage it. If they manage it, they have hope, which decreases the violence. You know, there's this pathway. And
fear.
It's not just COVID, but COVID is a really easy example in today's world.
Well, what it's done is, and we got to take a break here, but what it's done is it's been one of those dividers. And we started with Trump, and they hated Trump so much that they attacked it. They attacked what he was doing. Oh, how can you stop people from China coming in here? Well, because that's where it started. You were a racist. You're everything. And then once the Democrats came into power, they inherited what they had started.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has gotten worse since then. And so now you've got the state divided.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got Northern California and you got Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And it is totally different. You go to Sacramento, it's totally different than it is up here.
Uh-huh.
And yet we're in the same state. But we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting.
How can you force people to get a shot? You can't. So
and you
just
shouldn't
start
try.
Taking the rights away from them until you make it so hard that
they go get it.
Well, but then you've got angry people.
Yeah, so I was reading about, I can't remember what country it was. France. Now, in France, you have a COVID pass card. You can't get into a theater without that pass. You can't go to dinner. You can't go to a ball game. And the president said...
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town.
Football is life. Get in the game.
Sunday, February 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Score on food, drinks, party favors, prizes, and kickoff for cash.
Catch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized ones.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Game day buffet included with tickets. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Find your ultimate tailgate moment only at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Vote yes. Recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is going to be one of those days of bump music is folk songs, like blowing in the wind. He ain't heavy, he's my brother, you know.
No, those are my songs, yeah. You know, I'm an old hippie from Berkeley, so keep that in mind.
The flowers in my hair, go to San Francisco with flowers in her hair. Okay. Hey,
you're
welcome back.
About hanging out with, and, like, enjoying each other's company and everyone just coexisting happily together, then
yeah,
yes, you're
cool
get
out
songs.
There. Yeah, being cool and being out there laying
I
in
like
the meadow.
Songs.
Yeah, laying in the meadow. Everybody's happy. You're out there. Cows are out there. Goats are out there. Everybody's happy laying in the meadow.
Well, as I listened to that song, I was thinking about one of the six principles that Martin Luther King has on nonviolence. One of them is nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. And I think that that's really an important thing. And it goes back to the conversation we were having before the break. You know, how do we change that? You know, we're not trying to defeat people. We're trying to change a system that supports people, you know, that helps people survive successfully with hope, as you put it, you know.
Yeah, you have to have hope. If there's not hope, if there's not a belief that things are going to get better, then you will go out in a blaze of glory, quote, blaze of glory, because you don't think life's going to get any better. This is it. I have nothing really to live for. It's like suicide, except you're taking other people's lives to hold that small part of what you have left, whether, you know, it's a block, a house or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be the belief in the future that it's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't show that to young people, then they are just going to keep repeating it. They're going to mm-hmm. still have babies out of wedlock mm-hmm. or babies don't have fathers, which is, you know, one of the...
Or babies don't have enough money to eat.
Or don't have enough money to eat.
You know.
But, the bottom line, though, is that, yes, nonviolence. You want people to be nonviolent, but as also in this it says, is that even the ones that practice violence are victims, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to get a to have a type of society where there is nonviolence in it, small groups of people have done that. You know, back in when they were isolated, able to isolate, but you can't isolate anymore.
Yeah, that's one of the other things that Martin Luther King says. Is he says nonviolence is for courageous people. Because you have to stand up for it at all the time. You have to have the courage to face up to it, you know. So nonviolence is for courageous people. It's a way of life for courageous people. And you actually, in some ways, you heard that when Amarjit Singh was here mm-hmm. talking about the Sikh, you know, because they also believe in nonviolence. And yet, as you pointed out, they are darn good warriors.
Oh, the Sikhs were tremendous warriors.
Yeah.
British Empire was built on the Sikhs' ability to fight.
But they have been courageous people and tried to maintain that nonviolent sort of life. You know, mm-hmm. when you go today to the COVID clinics that Amarjit and I have been running, Amarjit has been running and I have helped him a little bit, you know, to have the food from the Sikh community and so on there. You know, feeding people is a way of teaching nonviolence, I think. You know, because when people eat together,
you have a tendency to be able to talk across the table.
Yeah.
Those at times during the last few years, families were literally not having get-togethers because of the anger they had.
That's right.
They couldn't get past that.
The holidays this last fall, you know, psychologists worried about those holidays and worried about people talking to each other
mm-hmm.
And the way they talk to each other. It's like something has loosened in our society. I think it's worse than it's ever been, you know.
I think it goes back into the, again, is we have the hierarchies, the leadership hierarchies. They win if we are divided.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to maintain their power.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a very, 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 very small group of people that control a lot of the media.
And money.
And the money. And you have where people, I would say that the vast majority of America, 90% of America, believes in the same things. You know, you believe in your family, you believe in your God.
Your community.
You believe, you know, you want a job, you want a place to live, you want food to eat, and you just kind of want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the powers to be don't want that. Mm-hmm. They don't want you just happy. They don't want to leave you alone. So they will continue to stir things up by calling Republicans are bad, Democrats are bad, Independents are too stupid to be bad. This is just goes on and on and on. And there's a book called Hate Incorporated, I believe, about the media.
I haven't read that.
Yeah, Doug Craig brought it in the other day about, you know, there's 10 things they do that will keep us divided. And unfortunately, I mean, to get a story, you've got to go through numerous sites and look at the same story.
Uh-huh.
And
from the different angles.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. It's like, I'm sorry, were they there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, anyway. Susan, so what else? Okay, go over again the things that are going on today so people can join in. You get a free breakfast as part of it.
You can get a free breakfast. So from... right now, and we're just finishing the bell ringing, breakfast and information booths at the MLK Center from 9:30 until 11, and the Asphalt Cowboys are there with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer Circle from 10:30 to 11, and then at 11 there's a march that goes from the MLK Center down up to up, down, east, west, I don't know. Anyway,
they're heading
to the courthouse.
They're heading kind of downhill.
Downhill.
From the MLK, which is right below Mercy.
Right.
Hospital right in there. Right. And then a march down to the City Hall.
And so if you want to save yourself a few steps, you can park in the parking lot up at the courthouse and actually take a shuttle down to MLK and then walk back. So that's kind of a nice thing. So you don't have to do the uphill climb. You can just do the downhill climb.
Well, that's a good deal.
But I think that that's a really great idea.
Okay.
And then we have Johnny Lake, Dr. Johnny Lake from Oregon, who's actually been here and spoken several times at noon.
Speaking on the video.
Speaking on video.
Okay. Susan, thank you very much. Thanks for what you do
for our
community and all that. And tomorrow, Dan Beans joins us, the director of REU, for another week. Everybody have a great day. You know,